ever thought, what is a professional? Probably not. Here at the Professional by Choice podcast, we interview professionals of all types. C-suite executives, entrepreneurs, social workers, accountants, athletes, you name it. We get the privilege of hearing their stories and figuring out just what makes them a professional in their field. You're listening to the Professional by Choice podcast. And now, here's your host, Chris Molina.
So today we're talking with Susanna Kelnis. Susanna is a life coach, a Beachbody master trainer. She's been featured in Shape magazine. She's a PR communications professional. She's a business owner of Take Shape Communications and a motivational speaker, with a couple of her main presentations being Thrive by 30, Becoming Physically, Financially, and Emotionally Fit by 30 Years Old, and Heavy Lifting, Overcoming Life's Obstacles Through Physical and Emotional Strength Exercise. Susanna, welcome to the PBC podcast, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so excited for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about our talk today. But first, how was your day?
Oh, I had a wonderful day. I'm actually in California today, in San Francisco, and the weather here is beautiful, so I cannot complain.
All right. So before we get into your story, do you have any current or upcoming projects or life events that you're excited and don't mind sharing with us today?
Yeah, definitely. So for anybody listening, you know, I'm imagining there's a lot of people who do not know me that are tuning in. And so, yes, just a couple of weeks ago, I was in Los Angeles, and I was flown out there to be in my very first paid workout video, which once we get into my story, I think a lot of people will say, whoa. But yeah, so that is very exciting. And so I had that opportunity a couple of weeks ago to be on set and to film, and it was an incredible experience.
That sounds awesome. I'm sure you were very excited and happy to be a part of
that. Oh, yeah.
All right. So getting into a little bit of your backstory, I want to talk about that critical life event that you had, because you had a certain thing happen to you that kind of propelled you to where you are. But unlike most people, that wasn't a particularly fun event.
Right. Yeah. So when I was right out of college, actually, I think I was 23 or 24 years old, I was driving in my car to work, just like people normally do, right? When they're out of college, they head off to work. And, you know, I find that I am very fortunate that this happened, but at the time it was very scary. I actually was in my car doing the morning commute, living in Chicago, and I found myself hunched over my steering wheel with severe chest pain that was so bad that I thought I was having a heart attack. And so I called 911. I was rushed to the ER, and I actually spent 2 days there. They hooked me up to all these monitors, and it was very frightening. You know, I had my parents come. I had some of my very close friends come, and I thought I was having a heart attack. And so after running a bunch of tests on me, Chris, they told me that I have an abnormally thick mitral valve. And so, you know, they said that it's something that we need to watch. And certainly every year I have to go and get an echocardiogram on my heart to make sure it doesn't get too thick. But in the meantime, they gave me a couple prescriptions. And I use that term loosely because they didn't prescribe me medicine. They told me a couple things to do when I got back home. So first of all, they told me to de-stress, which was the challenge, I think, for anybody. So that was the first. The second was that they wanted me to cut caffeine out completely. And so there went my morning coffee. And I actually cut caffeine for a good 5 years after that, like cold turkey.
Wow.
So for some people listening, they're like, oh, my gosh, how did you do that? But I did that. Because, again, when you're 23, 24 years old and you're in the ER because you think you're having a heart attack, everything that doctors say, you actually listen to, because it was very frightening, right? And so the last thing that they told me or prescribed to me was to exercise more. Now, I'm not going to lie, at the time I was maybe a once a week gym goer, and when I would go to the gym, it would be maybe the treadmill jog, and that's really about it. Or maybe I'd mix it up and I'd do the elliptical for a little bit, but really that was my version of fitness, and it's just not something that I really prioritized at that age. But when the doctors told me to exercise more, you better believe I got into it right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So essentially what happened with me is that I joined a gym and I started exercising more. And again, at the very beginning, it was either I went and did the treadmill or I decided to switch it up and did the elliptical. But one day I decided, you know what? Today's going to be different. Today I'm going to set foot in that group exercise room and see what it's all about. And quite honestly, I had never thought about taking a group fitness class before. I was a little out of my comfort zone, and I stood in the way back of the room because I thought, like, worst case scenario, I was the worst one in the class, and I could just kind of, like, sneak out the back.
Sure.
And so I took that class that day, and I was the most uncoordinated person in the room, I'm not going to lie. But then I remember it just being an incredible experience, and so I kept going back. So I actually kept going back more regularly. I had the intention of working out 4 times a week to get in better heart health. And I did that, and I found this fitness class that I loved and loved and loved. And after the course of about a year, I got really good at it. But not just that, I lost 40 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because at the time, you know, I didn't really have, like, poor self-body image or anything like that. But I certainly wasn't a super fit person, but essentially when you go from a 1 time a week, maybe on the treadmill, to a 4 times a week consistent at the gym, that's just what happens. And so I felt some confidence. You know, I got really good at a particular workout format called Turbo Kick, which is choreographed kickboxing. I was feeling the confidence and I was right up there in the front row. And I had a fitness instructor who had seen me regularly at the gym for a year, and she challenged me to get certified to teach fitness.
That's awesome. So one quick question. I don't know if you have it in your memory bank, but how did that feel going from a place where you were physically had to go to the hospital because of just how your body was to eating right, exercising, losing a lot of weight, and being excited about something? How were your emotions? Did you physically feel better?
I physically felt really good. So, you know, when I went to the emergency room, essentially what happened is I was getting, like, really sharp shooting pains to my chest. It started maybe once every 5 minutes, then it was once every minute, then it was once every 30 seconds, and this is what led me to believe that I was, and, like, literally so painful that I was clutching my chest. So,
sure.
Physically, what happened after I started doing this exercise and watching my diet and just kind of, like, getting more involved in that scene, slowly but surely these pains that I felt really bad the day of the ER started to diminish. And so, you know, I would still get the pains. I'm not going to lie. I would get these sharp shooting pains, but they would then come less frequently. So maybe it would be once a week, then maybe it would be once a month. And now, gosh, now we're talking 8 or 9 years later, I still get occasional chest pain, but it will be, you know, and in sharp shooting pain like I did the day of the ER, but it will be like once every 3 months and certainly not anything like that day. And so physically, I feel a lot better. I'm not going to lie. I feel light on my feet. Like I after losing 40 pounds, you know, the physical transformation feels great. I remember switching out all my clothes and getting a new wardrobe and just feeling...
Excuse the shop.
Yeah, and just enjoying, you know, what I was seeing in the mirror. And so that was wonderful. Mentally, it was pretty incredible what happened. And this is one of the things that I think is one of the lesser spoken about things when it comes to getting into health and wellness. And so obviously what people see on the outside is a physical transformation. So you see people, you know, on social media or video or whatever it might be, there's before and after photos. And even when I was featured in Shape Magazine, they did my before and after photo. And I think that that's amazing. Yes, there was a physical transformation, but the transformation that goes on internally and mentally is just something that I can't even describe. The confidence that I built, just feeling a little bit more comfortable in my own skin, but not just that, feeling like I can overcome obstacles. It's almost like the hard times that the amount of hard work that I was putting in the gym translated to me wanting to do hard work in everything else that I was doing in life. It made me be more of a go-getter, and you know, I started to become more of a positive person. I started to take on bigger challenges at work. When I got certified to teach fitness and started teaching my own classes, I built up the encouragement to, you know, quit my full-time job and launch my own business. And, you know, it's really interesting because I feel like without having that transformation or without going down that path, there's some things that I think would have still held me back and I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am professionally today, not just with fitness, but just in life in general.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I always have thought, and I still think to this day, in order to be a true professional in your field, you don't just need to know what you're doing and be proficient. You need to be physically fit. That helps because it helps your mental state, because your brain is a part of your body. So if you're using your body and feeding your body right, your brain works better. And so not just being mentally fit, but also being physically fit is a huge part of being an all-around true professional.
Exactly. And I feel very lucky because the industry that I'm in outside of fitness, so I actually teach fitness and I certify people to teach fitness. But outside of that, I'm in public relations and media relations, and that's really where I focus a lot of my efforts between the hours of 9 to 5. But I will say, the times that I do escape my desk and I go teach a class at the gym or I just get in my workout, you know, that is such an amazing release. You know, you get the endorphins going, and it really brings you back to your desk just like ready to take on whatever is waiting for you in your email inbox, or, you know, whatever stresses are coming. You know, it really helps you stay focused. And, you know, I'm very lucky because, you know, I have fitness as a supplement to what I do in media relations and PR on the other hand. And so I'm able to kind of get the best of both worlds, but certainly the fitness, if I didn't have that time during my day to get that workout in, I don't think I'd be nearly as effective in every,
absolutely,
you know, everything, not just the work, but relationships and everything, you know?
I absolutely agree. I've had jobs where I had to sit at a desk all day, just like you said you had. And now I'm in a job where I walk 10,000 steps easily each day. And there's a big difference, huge difference. Back to your story, we kind of trailed off there. So that your trainer issued you a challenge, you said.
Yeah, so my instructor said, you know what, here's the deal. Susanna, she said, when you're taking my classes at the gym, you're standing in the front row, you know what you're doing. And she said, but here's the problem. She said, when you do my classes at the gym, people are no longer watching me, they're watching you. So essentially she said, you're teaching the class so you don't realize it anyway, you know? So
sure.
I just thought, you know, like me, like, you know, at the time I just thought, okay, well, I'm the 9-to-5 girl. I'm the girl that's going to work this corporate job and take this particular path. Like, could I possibly teach fitness? And, you know, I remember going home and doing the research online and seeing if I could go take a training to become certified to teach fitness. And it was way out of my comfort zone. I loved fitness. I had been in it for like, you know, a year, and I had seen all this progress, and I was inspired to help other people. But the thought of putting a microphone on my face and, you know, being responsible for other people, you know, getting healthier, it was very intimidating. But I remember thinking, you know, what's the worst case scenario? I go to a training and, you know, I get certified to teach and, you know, I'm bad, or, you know, I could you know, go to teach my first class and all the students could laugh at me. Or what if I ripped my pants while I was teaching? Like, if I ripped my pants, you know, that would be really bad. And I thought, you know, if all of that happens, I rip my pants, I'm a bad instructor. What, you know, I live in Chicago, I can just move to a different neighborhood and no one ever see me again. And, you know, I just went out of my comfort zone and I went for it. And so, you know, I remember kind of in that moment just thinking, you know, I like this and I'm good at this, but where will this go? Now, Chris, let me tell you, it went places. So
sure.
Essentially what happened was, you know, I got certified to teach this particular kickboxing class, and, you know, I went to teach it one time a week, and then I started teaching twice a week, and then I started teaching three times a week, and, you know, I was doing this in addition to teaching my job, and I loved it. It, you know, it got to the point where I would be up late at night just reviewing the moves for the next day and just trying to make my class, you know, really fun and engaging and entertaining for the participants. And
sure.
And a couple years into doing that, I realized why being a fitness professional is such a wonderful career, whether it's full-time or part-time, and that's because of the lives that you touch. You know, I had students at that point who had taken my class for a couple of years, and they came up to me after class one day and said, you know what, Susanna, this is my two-year anniversary taking your classes. I never really liked fitness until I met you and I did your classes, and I got to tell you, I know you've noticed a difference, but I've lost 80 pounds taking your class.
Oh man, that has got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, and it's not just that physical transformation, because yes, you see that and you're really happy to hear that, but what you see is almost people coming out of their shell, people
Absolutely.
Getting that same confidence. And so I got, you know, I just was really, really into it, and it really, truly made me happy. And so a couple years into teaching, I got an incredible opportunity to, again, fly out to LA and audition to become what's called a master trainer for a company
okay.
called Beachbody. So, you know, if you've ever been watching an infomercial at 3 a.m, you might have seen Insanity or P90X or Pio or Turbo Kick. And I auditioned to be a master trainer. Essentially, that means I certify people to teach fitness. And long story short, I got that position, and I've been holding fitness trainings ever since. So now, you know, now I run my own PR and media relations business, but on the weekends, I'm able to hold these trainings, and I'm really passionate about them both. But the fitness in particular, you know, I on a Saturday or Sunday, I'll be from 9 to 5 with a group of fitness professionals or people that want to be certified to teach fitness, and I love interacting with them because it's a domino effect, right? If I can inspire them, then they go off and teach classes and inspire other people, and it's just such a positive thing to be a part of.
Absolutely, and I love the transformation in your story, going from 22, 23-year-old that wasn't very healthy and going the way that you think that life should take you, and then now taking control of so many different things in your life and being healthy and positive and motivating. It almost seems like before the incident, your choices were controlling you, and now afterwards, you're able to control your choices. So
right.
how would you say that feels, to have so much power over your life compared to before?
It feels incredible. You know, if I look back to, you know, who I mean, obviously I was the same person when I was 23 years old. But
sure.
I was on a different path. And I feel like I got very lucky because I had this health scare. So typically I think what happens with a lot of people is they don't have a heart condition when they're 23 years
sure.
old, and they continue going down that path and putting in long hours at work and not really prioritizing exercise. Maybe they do that through their 30s, maybe even their 40s, and the wake-up call, the doctor's appointment, doesn't happen until later in life, maybe your 40s, 50s, or even 60s. And then, you know, you've had all those years where you could have been changing your lifestyle but didn't. So
sure.
I think that that's the path that I was on. You know, at 23, I just kind of thought that that's what I would do. I would work at an agency, and then I'd maybe get promoted, and I'd maybe work at a different agency, and, you know, kind of climb the ladder that way and always just do that until the day I retire. And if it wasn't for something that was this kind of shocking and took me off that path, I highly, highly doubt that I would be on the path that I am now. And so, you know, for people who are listening, you know, maybe you don't have that instance where you landed yourself in the ER. Maybe you're not 23 anymore. Maybe you are. I guess the biggest thing that I want people to hear is that just doing those little things, getting to the gym 4 times a week, you just have absolutely no idea what you're preventing from happening to your health deteriorating, right?
Absolutely.
But also you have no idea where it will take you personally, professionally, mentally, emotionally. And really, I think the only way that it can take you is up from where you are now, you know?
Absolutely. I would say, I can speak to that type of confidence coming from just being physically fit.
Yep.
I was, for any of the listeners that don't know, I was in the Marine Corps for 7 years. So I graduated high school at age 18 and then joined the Marine Corps 3 months after that. And I was a high school student that was less than 100 pounds whenever I left. And I was 5'8", so I was extremely skinny. And you don't have the same confidence that you do whenever you gain that physical confidence, because I left boot camp 130 pounds, haven't really moved from there too much, but gaining all of that confidence more than anything it's hard to describe.
When you get physical strength, emotional strength just comes with it. And I don't really know why, but that's not really the emphasis that people place on a transformation, either if you get more muscular or if you lose a lot of weight. It's like all about the physical appearance. But for me, you know, it's much, much more about what you're talking about. And that's like getting that internal strength to feel like you can do whatever it is that life, you know, wherever life takes you.
So if we had a time machine and we could make today Susanna meet 23-year-old Susanna right before the scare, what do you think 23-year-old Susanna would say?
I think 23-year-old Susanna, so I'm 32 now, so if 23-year-old Susanna met 32-year-old Susanna, I think 23-year-old me, her jaw would just drop, and she'd be like, wait a minute, are you me? Like, I think that she would be in shock, but I think that 23-year-old Susanna would look up to 32-year-old Susanna. I think that my younger self would see me now and like, just, I'd be a role model to that Susanna. And it's kind of interesting because when I was that age, I almost wished that I had somebody who was like 30, 35 years old who could be that person for me. So
sure.
I think that, I think shock would be first, and then maybe a little bit of envy. Like, you know, I think the 23-year-old me would be like, whoa, who's that girl? She's got it going on, you know?
Yeah, can I just fast forward to that?
Right. Can we 1, 2, skip a few?
So going into, we talked about how you, what led you to make that choice to become fit and to eat right and just be all around healthy. So how do you make choices nowadays, having gone through that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, at the time, I don't think I would have made those choices if it wasn't for the scare. So I think the scare kind of prompted it. So along the way, I've had to face a lot of different choices, right? The choice to get certified Teach Fitness, the choice to quit my full-time job and start doing my own thing in PR and media. I had to make a choice to go to LA and be in a fitness video and, you know, some things that have been really out of my comfort zone. And so I think about choices a lot differently. I think that I view the outcome as more mine, and something that I'm a little bit more in control of. Certainly the choices that you make, you know, there's outside factors that sort of dictate what happens. So it's not always entirely you, the end result. But I think now I have a clearer vision of how to make choices. And so I think, you know, kind of informally, I have a process that I go through. I wouldn't say every single choice that I'm approached with, I sit down and I take out my pen and paper. I'm not going to say that. But
sure.
I think that there's some things that I go through in my head, some questions that I think of that help me make that choice. Like, should I do this? Should I not do this? Well, first things first, if it's something that other people would say, wow, that's an incredible opportunity, if other people would react that way, I would be silly not to take it. And so that's first and foremost. If it's not something that's like totally obvious and it's something that I need to think through, I think that informally I sort of ask myself three questions. And so the first one is this decision going to make me happy? Okay. So I think ultimately, you know, through all of these choices that have led me on the path that I have, I think it's a little ridiculous to ever make a choice that's not going to make you happy, because what's the point, right? You have one Absolutely. Life to live, and I'd prefer, Chris, to live a happy one. So the first question is, does it make me happy? If it does, then I say, okay, well, let's move on to the second question. The second question that I have is, will it further my resume? Okay, so if one of the things I've realized in being an entrepreneur and, you know, sort of building my own presence is that there are opportunities sometimes that come my way that if it looks like something that will help me build a credential, then I should probably take it. If it's something that's going to hurt my credentials or something that's not necessarily a good fit with my messaging, then perhaps I shouldn't. So that's the second question. And then the third question would be, does it help other people? And okay. believe me, this is not a question that I think I've always thought about, but I realized in everything that I do that if I have the ability to help other people, that's going to lead back to question number one, does it make me happy? Because helping other people, hands down, makes me happy.
Absolutely.
So again, does it make me happy? Does it further my resume? Does it help other people? If the answer is undoubtedly yes to all three of those, then chances are I'm going to say yes, and probably with an exclamation point after it.
Gotcha. All right. So, again, your story, I love just about how it talks about the power of choice, and it reminds me of a quote from Richard Bach. He was a writer, and he said that we design our lives through the power of choices. And it sounds like you've been, ever since that event, designing a life that you seem to really enjoy right now. Is that a fair assessment?
Right. Yeah. Now I look forward to choices. Where some people,
absolutely.
You can't really let fear kind of hold you back. You know, some things you will excel at, and some things you will pursue and they will succeed, and others they might not. But if you always fear that it might not, then you'll never know, you know? So you got to take those choices and you got to make them.
Absolutely. Well, I think that we could probably go on and on and on talking about choices in life. So maybe one of these days we'll have to make an extended version of this podcast.
Sure.
We'll put up the links in the notes for the podcast, but if people want to connect with you or find out about your classes, how can they do that?
So they can go to SusannaKalnis.com, and there they can reach out to me. They can read up a little bit more about me, so it all should be there.
Awesome. So I do like to end my podcast with some offbeat questions.
Sure.
So there's a couple. So what is your favorite exercise?
Oh, goodness. You put me on the spot. Okay. So I like to dabble in a lot of fitness. And so I think that every day I kind of change my mind. Like today I did a circuit training class and I just loved it. But in terms of what my favorite is, I usually call it my soulmate workout, and that probably is Turbo Kick, which is the first okay. class that I ever set foot in a group fitness room, simply because it's the one that helped me get into fitness, lose the 40 pounds. It's the first fitness certification I ever took to become an instructor. So I will always hold this place in my heart for that format, but it also opened up the whole world of fitness, and now I just geek out about every single anytime I get to sweat, I'm like, sweet, you know.
So you and I were at a professional conference, and you led an exercise.
Yes.
The Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Was that just a circuit, or do you remember, did that have anything to do with Turbo Kick? Because I'm trying to think if I have ever done Turbo Kick, and I don't think I have.
I don't think you have. You would remember, because it's choreographed kickboxing, so you'd be throwing punches okay. and kicks, and it would be crazy. But I think what we did that at that conference was a circuit training class, where you went from station to station, and you did different yes. exercises. Yeah, so I dig that kind of thing, too.
Absolutely. I remember leaving there sweating, crawling. All right. So last question. Do you have a fish with an interesting name?
That is hilarious. And yes, I do have a pet fish. And my pet fish, I named not Richard Simmons, guys, but Richard Swimmons. Oh, goodness.
I love it. So obviously every listener is now thinking and questioning themselves, do you have a Richard Simmons outfit for Halloween?
You know, I don't, but I was thinking this year coming up for Halloween, I should dress as Richard Simmons and bring Richard Simmons as my sidekick because, I mean, I think that I could figure out the outfit, but Richard Simmons is, well, you know how Richard Simmons has kind of red hair? Well, Richard Simmons has the coloring.
Oh, man.
So no costume needed. So I think I'll make that work this year.
I would love to see you handing out candy in that outfit and little six-year-olds not having any idea what you are.
Or little six-year-olds running far and fast.
Susanna, well, thank you for your time. I definitely appreciate you spending your time on the PBC podcast. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this PBC podcast. If you enjoyed listening, remember to subscribe so you can be kept up to date on all of our new episodes. Head over to www.professionalbychoice.com to leave a review for future listeners and let us know what you thought of this episode. We would love to hear from you. The ball is now in your court. How are you choosing to be a better professional each day?